Alright, alright, settle in. Welcome back to Social Media Detox, Real Life Recovery, your daily dose of sanity in this crazy digital world. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and let me tell you, I've got a feeling about today's episode. It's gonna hit home for so many of you. Because let's be real, haven't we all been there? That point where work bleeds into your personal life like a stubborn stain, leaving you frazzled and feeling like you can never truly switch off. Ever feel like your phone is an extension of your boss's hand, demanding your attention even when you're trying to relax with a good book or catch up with friends? That's what we're diving into today, creating healthy boundaries between work and personal life. Because trust me, having that line in the sand is crucial for your mental well-being, your relationships, and even your productivity. Ready to reclaim your time and sanity? Let's do this. Here are 5 key takeaways I want you to walk away with. Number 1. Embrace the power of no. This might seem simple, but it's truly a game changer. Learn to politely decline extra work when you're already stretched thin, and don't be afraid to set limits on your availability outside of work hours. Think of it this way. Saying no to something that drains you is actually saying yes to yourself and your well-being. Number 2. Designate a physical space for work. This doesn't mean having a dedicated office in every house, but it does mean creating a clear distinction between your work zone and your personal space. Maybe it's your kitchen table or a corner of your living room. Whatever it is, make it a designated work zone where you can focus during the day and then consciously leave when you clock out. It helps signal your brain that it's time to switch gears and relax. Number 3. Unplug after work. This one's tough for many of us, I get it. But seriously, try putting away your phone or closing your laptop at a set time each evening. Spend those golden hours reading, connecting with loved ones, or just enjoying some quiet time. Remember, the world can wait until tomorrow morning. Number 4. Make time for activities you genuinely enjoy. This is not optional. Carving out time for hobbies, exercise, or anything that brings you joy is essential for maintaining balance and preventing burnout. Think of it as recharging your batteries so you can show up as your best self both at work and in your personal life. Number 5. Don't be afraid to set expectations with colleagues and friends. Let them know your working hours, when you're unavailable, and how they can reach you during non-work time. This helps prevent interruptions and creates clear boundaries that everyone respects. Remember, it's about communicating your needs effectively so you can prioritize both work and personal life. You know that feeling when you've been glued to your computer all day, then you finally log off but still feel mentally tethered to work? You're scrolling through emails on your phone, checking project updates, or even thinking about unfinished tasks. It's like a constant mental buzz that just won't switch off. I remember this one time, I had a big presentation coming up at work, and I was buried in my laptop for what felt like days. I barely left my desk, missed lunch with friends, and even slept poorly because my mind was racing with ideas and anxieties about the presentation. By the time the day arrived, I was exhausted, drained, and completely unable to perform at my best. It was a wake-up call that showed me just how damaging it can be when work takes over your entire life. So, what's the takeaway? Creating healthy boundaries isn't about being selfish or avoiding responsibility. It's about taking care of yourself so you can show up as your best self in all areas of your life. It's about finding that sweet spot where work is productive and fulfilling, but personal life is equally cherished and prioritized. Remember, you deserve a balanced life, one where work doesn't define you, and where you have the freedom to pursue your passions, nurture your relationships, and simply enjoy being human. All right, let me know what you think. Share this episode with friends who might need a little reminder about setting boundaries. Leave a review if it resonated with you. It helps others find their way here too. And don't forget to join the conversation on social media using hashtag social media detox real life recovery. Until tomorrow, keep it real, keep it balanced, and remember, you are worthy of a life that feels both fulfilling and intentional.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.